It's always great to catch up with the Carlton CEO. Good morning, Stephen.
KB, life's good, isn't it?
Life is good, except you've sent Collingwood and Eddie and the whole Collingwood family into a spiral of doom.
Well, it's good for them to get a bit of attention for a while. It's Cotton's had its fair share over time. So, look, it was great for Carlton people everywhere to get a third win in a row, obviously, on the weekend, and to do so over the traditional arch enemy was fantastic. And I must admit, for someone who's been at Carlton for about 18 months, I certainly felt what it meant to beat Collingwood. So it was a fantastic day for us.
Well, we saw the effect it had on Eddie. We had Eddie on this morning, but also, you know, he was saying himself that after the game, you know, whether or not he could go on, because, you know, there was part of the disappointment of a lot of other things, of course, spinning around in Eddie's head at the same time, but certainly the loss to Carlton certainly knocked him about, no doubt about that. The past 3 weeks have been so uplifting for Carlton fans. Did you see this coming at all, Steve?
At 0-4, if you projected forward, you had a trip to Perth and then the hide-in-nothing game against Essendon and a big game against Collingwood. If you'd suggested at 0-4 that you'd go 3-4, given our stage of development, of course you'd take that any day. It's never impossible, of course, because, I mean, KB, you and I spoke a lot over the summer, the pre-season, given our stage of development, that, you know, Carlton supporters should look out for, you know, the green shoots of growth. We would expect to be a unified group and a group that worked really hard. Well, even in those first four losses, I think all of that was on show, as well as the fact that it was quite clear that we're really well organised. And by that I mean well coached, well organised. So we're playing some good patches of footy. We're a bit clumsy in certain spots, obviously, and particularly the Essendon game. There were some errors in all of that, but the effort was there and clearly very well organised. So, you know, it led that the confidence was still reasonably high. So to get that win up in Perth was really uplifting for us under any circumstances. Yep. So it just gave the group a kick. And obviously, and I don't know how you felt about it, but I felt that the game against Collingwood was I would call it a legitimate win. In other words, it was a really good game of footy. We were pressured. And our guys held up really well.
Well, after the game, I know that obviously now Carlton's no longer the easy beats of the competition, but Brendan Bolton said, you can't get too excited with the highs and we can't get too low with the losses and defeats.
Well, it's true. And
so he's trying to keep a lid on things, was he?
Well, I just think it's a dose of reality, is that we talk about being on a journey, and that journey will always have highs and lows, and right at the moment, you know, we've found a nice little patch, but it doesn't change anything in terms of the longer term horizon. I'm sure our supporters understand this. It doesn't change anything in terms of the longer term task, sizable task, that we've got to build the depth in our list. We're reasonably healthy at the moment, which is a good thing, but we know that depth is going to be tested at some stage. So look, we'll take it while we can. There's no doubt about that. But we've still got a long, long, long way to go.
What's the situation with Wietering at the moment and his shoulder? Because he wasn't there on the weekend. A lot of people thought that maybe he's your best player that you've got in the side, or one of your best players this year, certainly your best defender, and he wasn't there after a handful of games. How's he travelling?
He's made as good a start to an AFL career as you could possibly hope for, hasn't he, in every way. I saw him this morning, and he can put his both arms up above his head, and he's just developing some strength, or redeveloping some strength back into that shoulder. He'll miss this week. He may miss the week after, but he's going to give the North Melbourne Dam a bit of a shake, so he's not far away.
So exactly what happened to his shoulder? Did he dislocate it? Did it go straight back in itself? There's no talk of an operation needed or at the end of the season?
I think the simplest thing to say is a dislocation is when the whole joint pops out, but it didn't pop out, but he did strain some ligaments around that shoulder, so it gave it a fair wrench is probably the best way to put it.
Stephen Triggers, join us, Carlton CEO. You know, Stephen, if you've got a chance of making the finals halfway through the year, I can throw another barbecue just to get everyone fired up.
I'm thinking it's your barbecue that got us going.
I have no doubt. Is there any talk of finals down there at all? I mean, are you dreaming that, hang on, maybe we can, we've got Port Adelaide this week. It's a very winnable game for Carlton now at Etihad. Are you allowed to talk about playing finals down at Carlton?
I wouldn't have thought so. I'm just wondering whether you're being cheeky or provocative, but
probably both.
given when you start at 0-4, and you and I both know the amount of work we've got in front of us again in terms of building our list and the depth and the, you know, some of the things we need to work on, it's quite clear. Finals is a long way off for us. Now, to talk about it on the strength of a couple of wins would be a bit silly. I hesitate to say one game at a time, but we're just trying to grow as a footy club and as a team every time we hit the park. That's the task at the moment. Every time we play, to try and improve. And so far we've been pretty pleased with the way that's gone.
Leicester won the EPL. You know that, Stephen. They were 5,000-1, given no chance whatsoever.
Incredible, wasn't it? 5,000-1. Yeah, it's
Adelaide United won the A-League after being on the bottom after 8 weeks.
It's true that anything can happen, but I'd prefer not to talk about it, if that's all right with you.
As CEO, Stephen, what's given you the most satisfaction so far this year?
There's a few things. Off-field, I think culturally we've come a long way. We've put a lot of good systems into place in terms of our administration, and we've got a lot of really good people who've jumped on board. But the thing that people see most, of course, is the footy team, KB. And what's pleased me is that the young talent that Stephen and the list management team have brought in are giving us an enormous amount of optimism. It was just disappointing on the weekend that we had all five of our draftees with a niggle or something or other that meant that they weren't playing. But right up until that point, they've been exceptional and giving us a lot of optimism about where they'll finish up. So just think from a list management perspective and a list build perspective, it's been on track in terms of our plans and really pleasing. And I think the other thing that I would add to that is that our on-field leadership has been, at least from the outside, maligned a little bit over time.
Yeah. Well, Mark Murphy in particular.
All I can say is that the way that they are going about their training and their work during the week and what they're putting out in the park at the moment, win or lose, is really pleasing in answer to your question. And Cade Simpson's an interesting example as well, because as a member of the leadership group, he fronts up for his 250th this week, and I have enormous respect for Cade. In my relatively short time here, his preparation, his leadership, and for a very lightly framed fella who goes out and puts his body on the line every week, he pushes up the defence into that press really strongly. He's a great thinker, and I think all of our supporters should be really, really proud of what he and the leadership group are doing at the moment.
Stephen Triggers joined us, Carlton CEO. I noticed on the weekend after the game, Brendan Bolton was very, very quick at his presser to talk about Mark Murphy and Bryce Gibson, the leadership of the club. And also, he was very quick to point out the work done by some of his assistant coaches in leading up to the Collingwood game. It seemed to me that he wanted to spread the love that the win wasn't, say, about him, but it was about a number of people who'd worked hard to get that result.
I just think it was an honest couple of statements, don't you think, in both those cases?
No, but he was keen to get it out there. I mean, he may have had that honest statement. He could have had that talk with those people away from the media. But he straight away when they started talking about the win, he wanted to take any focus off himself and wanted to actually give focus to others.
Well, that wasn't... I don't understand that to have been particularly a strategy to take the attention away from himself, rather just an honest statement about the input of some people who'd made great contributions to a really uplifting win. So in the case of the on-field leadership group, Bryce Gibbs' form the last couple of weeks has been exceptional, but three goals in the third quarter when we really, really needed it and some other boys couldn't quite hit the target is an example that he called out. Mark Murphy continues to do the job. So I just think KB was calling as it was. Those guys had done a terrific job.
No, he wanted them to get recognition, though.
Yeah, that's true, and they deserved it.
Yeah. Which I thought was a good thing. Winning, of course, helps enormously as far as Brendan Bolton is concerned, and winning that game over in Frio and then backing up, of course, with the win against Essendon and also Collingwood. I mean, it helps the coach, doesn't it? I mean, you bring the new coach in and he's got all these ideas and he's got all these new theories and he's trying to teach a certain style. But if you can start winning using that, then everyone's going to get on board a lot quicker.
That couldn't be any more... true, in the sense that it just validates what you're doing or confirms that you're on the right path. And I've heard a few of our players speak privately and publicly about the fact that even at 0-4, there was a tremendous confidence in what we were doing. The way that we were doing it, it's just about tidying some things up. But when you win, it just validates it all. And an example of that, as our supporters, our members will be seeing, is that we are playing a different style of defence, if you like, and Brendan calls it a team defence. So rather than a man-on-man approach to it, there's a time for that, but generally speaking, and other clubs will be seeing this, it's a team defence approach. And when we go forward, there's the use of a really strong forward press, working up the ground and holding the ball in the forward line. Now, that's needed to be taught over the summer, and in a relatively short space of time, even some of the metrics will show KB that statistically, we're holding up pretty well defensively. Now,
you have been, yep.
The players have bought into that. They love it. They've bought into it. But until you win, there's always just that little weeny question mark. Mm. But the win validates it, consolidates it, and helps them to grow.
Just on a couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of talk about Levi Casbolt and his role or position at the Carlton Football Club. And Brendan Bolton came out very, very strongly for Levi Casbolt. Some people were suggesting, was he going to get a game that particular week? And, you know, he spoke about him as if he was Wayne Carey. But, you know, the fact is he wanted to get out there, that he had, every support, every confidence in Levi Casbolt. Now, we saw him on the weekend. He took 11 marks, and 7 of those were contested, kicked a couple of goals, missed a couple as well. But it would have been very, very uplifting for Levi Casbolt to hear his coach talk about him on that occasion. And now maybe he's reaping the benefits of it.
Well, KB, you just asked me about some of the most pleasing things of the year. When you're talking about Levi, one of the most pleasing things for me was just having him hit that goal, nail that goal from 50 metres out in the last quarter when we really needed it. And I think, again, all of our, all of the Carlton fraternity would have been watching that and just hoping that for Levi's sake, and obviously for everybody's, that he got it home. Well, given some of the challenges that he's had, for him to convert that, I thought was fantastic. And a great reward for what you've heard often said is an enormous amount of work that he puts in. His 75%+ conversion at training, all of which is tracked and measured, hasn't quite translated into game time, but that's not for want of effort or work. It's just a conversion we've got to get right with him. And for him to nail that shot in the last quarter was fantastic. So, look, he's improving, like the team is improving, and if he can keep taking 7 contested marks a game, wherever they are, they'll be very helpful to us.
And it's not only young players taking big steps. A lot of us were very, concerned about Daisy Thomas, maybe his role in the club and his ability to kick the ball, the power in his legs, or his power to run anymore, or have an influence on the game. But, 4 marks to Carlton and Brendan Bolton, maybe the whole coaching group and maybe his teammates. But the last 2 weeks have probably been the best 2 games he's played for Carlton.
They've been outstanding. And, again, he's worked really hard for that. I know he would have enjoyed Saturday's win as much as anything he has in his footy time. So, this industry is sometimes to make assessments, and early in the season, off missing a whole year of footy, to suggest that his legs were gone or that his kicking had gone, we felt was a bit premature. So we're really pleased for him that he's been able to string a couple of really good games together.
And you mentioned just finally about some of those young recruits that you got in. I did read recently where Charlie Curnow had glandular fever, so maybe you can give us a bit of an update on him. Young McKay, who looked quite promising, and he looks like he's part of the future, a big part of the future. And Jack Silvani, what are they all tracking at the moment?
So Jack should play this week. He's had a little calf complaint. Harry McKay, a stress reaction in his back, and we're just being really, really careful with that. Probably another month away from playing, just making sure that we don't take any risks there. And Charlie, I think Charlie in his 3 or 4 games early in this season showed that he's really going to be a player, and for him to cop a bout of glandular fever is really terribly unlucky for him. So how long that takes to recover from, we can't really tell at the moment, so we'll see how that tracks. And as we said, that Jacob Wiedering's probably a week or 2 away. So Yeah, they were all off the park, including David Cunningham on the weekend, but at least a couple of them in David and Jack Silvani should be back this week.
I didn't think I'd be saying this, Stephen, but, you know, SCN's going to be obviously broadcasting the Carlton versus Port Adelaide game on Sunday at Etihad Stadium. Andy Marr's going to be there along with David Schwartz and Scotty Lucas and Brett Anderson, Rowan Connolly going for four on the trot. So I suppose we can say to Carlton fans, you know, after the barbecue, we said get on board, but be bound by blue and sign up as a Carlton Football Club member today. You can visit membership.carltonfc.com.au or you can call 1300-CARLTON to sign up today. And I guarantee you've got about 20 people just manning the phones at the moment because they'll be running hot.
Well, it's going well. We've got we've still got our targets. We've climbed over 48,000 and we've still got our sights set firmly on 50,000. So if people are still wondering, please, we'd love to have you with us. And, you know, as per the first part of this conversation, KB, you couldn't for a moment say that we've arrived. That would be silly. But what you are seeing, hopefully, as Carlton supporters and indeed our members at the moment, is that we're making some progress. The guys are enjoying their footy and hopefully people can see that progress. And if they want to become a member, we'd love to have them on board.
1300 Carlton to sign up today. And I just can't believe that Carlton's won more games than the Tigers at the moment, Steve. I can't get my head around that at all. But well done so far. Good luck to the Blues and good luck this week against Port Adelaide.
KB, thank you. Your membership, I'm sure, has made all the difference to the karma. It might be just the karma of the place. So thanks for that.
Stephen Trigg, Carlton CEO. I think he's taking the mickey out of me then. Good on you, Stephen.